Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praising my Savior all the day long. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and his sweet blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. I want to apologize. I don't know what happened. The other number was giving us a lot of trouble, so I decided to come back on this number, which is the number we usually use for Bible studies. It seems to be a good work. It works better than the other number, at least for this morning. But I apologize to you all in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. We are still going to pray and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, hallelujah, all I can say what is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We thank you for the refreshing in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way, O God. Father God, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for healing, O God. We thank you for deliverance, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And we praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Father, you are awesome. There's no one like you. So, Father, this morning, hallelujah, we come to thy throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace is sufficient for us. But we come on bended knees. We come on to repent, to ask for your mercy, to ask for your forgiveness, O God. We ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us of things that we have done in thoughts, in words, in deeds that are not pleasing to you, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. O Father God, your grace, where would we be without your grace? And so, Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your greater grace. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, O God, for our children. in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on them, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God, your mercies are new every morning. O Father God, forgive us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. Wash our sins in the precious blood. Cleanse us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the blood. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit and our souls and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, of blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every organ in the blood of Jesus, every system in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the blood. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. O Spirit of the living God, we pray for a mighty move this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence over this service. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy preeminence in the lives of our children and our grandchildren, oh God. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the lives of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Take preeminence in the lives, oh God, of our spouses, oh God. Take preeminence, Holy Ghost. We surrender totally. We surrender completely. We surrender, 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 surrender to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless your name. And we give you honor. And we give you the glory. Spirit of the living God, I need you every second. I cannot make it without you. Every time I try to make it without you, I always fail. And so, Lord, I am totally dependent on you. Totally 100% plus dependent on you. 99.9 wouldn't do. I still need that 0.1. Hallelujah. I need that faint one. Lord, you are my strength. When there is no other, you are my source, oh God. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. And so, Lord, touch each and every one under the sound of my voice. Those that I hear right now and those that will listen at another time, move in their midst. Move in our hearts. Let them feel your tangible presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, not only feel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but let them, each of us, embrace presence and do not take it for granted. Hallelujah. It's a precious, the most precious, precious, precious gift. Hallelujah. The most beautiful opportunity that can be given to everything of God is to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Because when you're in his presence, there's so much take place. There's a divine impartation, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's restoration, there's direction. Tap into the presence of the Lord. There's no way same when we come into his presence. So, Lord, we thank you. That is why Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go. And so, Father, we say this morning. If your presence do not go with us, we cannot go. We need you. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we honor you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, this morning we put the armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God and the armor of light. We put the armor on our spouses, our children and grandchildren, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, reign in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let that ground be fertile. Hallelujah. Germinate fruits that will remain. Hallelujah. We help, ask you, Lord, to help us to walk by faith and not by sight. So God has come to this part of, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to those that's just joining us. We bless God for you. And once again, we apologize. Hallelujah. This morning, our text is taken from Hebrews 4:14-16. And the subject is coming to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Coming to the throne of grace. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which can not be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And I don't know about you, but I need grace every second, every minute of my life. And the Lord brought this to me yesterday. I was meditating, and I've noticed a lot of one or two of my friends have lost their grown kids, children. And I'm going somewhere with this. And one lost a daughter, one lost a son, grown kids. And of course, I have friends that lost their children. And we praise God, everyone that have lost a child, they tell you about the pain that comes with it. It's like they tell you that it's a pain that you cannot literally get over. It's something that stays with you. That's what I hear all the time. And so God placed this in my thoughts, and I've reached out to some of the parents again to see how they were doing, to pray with them, because it touches we when you have a child, children. It touches you when people, even more. I'm not saying when people lose their children, because it can happen to any one of us. So it's a compassion you feel, it's a pain you feel, you cry even for your friend who've lost their child. I remember a couple of years ago, my friend lost a child during the Ebola season, and that's my godchild, and I walk into the church, and that scream, that I will never forget that scream that mother made when I walk into the church. And she saw me, her son, and it was I could feel, it's just like you're in childbirth, birthing a baby. That pain, I could feel it. And I said, wow. But what I'm saying, this not to make you think anything sad or anything, but that's why we're talking about grace this morning. And then I had to deal with another mother, and don't seem to have grace when you're a minister, and when you're counseling and you're listening to people, and there's one side that's screaming, and then there's another side of people that really don't have that patience and really don't have the grace with their children. And I know, don't get me wrong, that children, oh my God, I could give books and books of my children. You give us hard times. If your children haven't given you a hard time, praise God, thank God for you. But I know as a mother, for me personally, my kids, there's something else. Hallelujah. And so, but yet and still, I don't care how hard they are, I will never want anything to happen to them. In fact, I'm blessed because God opened my womb to have these kids. And we look in the Bible, There are a lot of times they're barren women that can't have kids, and God, they got to pray, and God opens the womb. We see all kinds of different tests going on with people who can't have kids. They're crying out for kids. Some of them even go to the extent of stealing children. So children are a gift from God. He gave you everything to do, whether your child is good or bad. He placed everything inside of you to deal with that child. So I'm dealing with another mother, these mothers, and dealing with some that only have one child. And they do not have grace. And the child is not even as bad as mine, at least where my son was when he was giving me a hard time. The father do not have patience. The mother do not have patience. The grandmother, they don't even want the child to be at her house. It's terrible, and this is not about drugs or this. And I said, but this is strange, ridiculous. One child, brilliant child, just going through some mishaps. The mishaps that child is going through, I wish it was my mishaps. It's an easier mishap, but everybody deal with things differently. And this child is going through a lot. And it bothers me. And so God told me, think about my grace. How many times in our lives as children, kingdom citizens of Almighty God, even as I speak right now, if I'm speaking only by His grace, even when we're in the world, there was a grace to keep us. How many times have we done things time and time and time again to God? No one is perfect. All are only perfect in Christ Jesus. Without Jesus, we are filthy rags. Our thoughts, the things we do, the things we say, maybe others don't hear it, but Christ hear it. Maybe we don't speak it out, but it's in our mind. The attitude we have. And God's grace, He comes. You make mistakes, He blesses you. You make a mistake, He comes back. His grace is sufficient. You know you are wrong. So the Lord had me go over my life. And I always use myself, for example. And I started looking back over my life. Even at this point of my life. And not because I'm an apostle, no. Even now, there's the amount of mistakes that we make in life. And He still comes with His grace. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. We thank God for Jesus. He knew that we would need Jesus after the fall. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is our high priest. Hallelujah. He paid that price on the cross. So we hold fast our profession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do not deny him, or we are not ashamed of Jesus. We are not to be discouraged by challenges, but to go back to Jesus. Take everything to God in prayer. I don't care what is happening in your life. Lord, we cannot be double-minded in our walk with him. We got to be assured and have faith. Hallelujah. We cannot take his grace for granted. And we all know, I don't take grace for granted. Yes, you do. Yes, I do. Sometimes you do things over and over and over and over and over again. But his arms are still, he said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of us from all unrighteousness. We want his grace, but we do not want to give others grace. We so quick to judge. We're so quick to look in. We're always looking at what another person doing, and we cannot look at ourselves. Sometimes Lord, let God see who you, show you who you are. And we ask God, show me who I am. You will stop running from yourself in the mirror, because when God show you who you are without Jesus, my brothers and sisters, we're finished. We're finished. That's why he said our righteousness is as filthy as rags. I don't care how much we read the Bible, we go to Bible school, we do this. Our righteousness is filthy as rags, because without Jesus, God looks at us through Jesus Christ. And not to walk in disobedience to his words and commands to us. Hold fast our profession, not double-mindedness. We do not compromise our faith in him. Compromise our faith in him, nor be conformed to this evil world practice and principles. Because Jesus, our high priest, he paid that price, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can come through the righteousness of the blood of Jesus Christ. We come boldly because of the blood of Jesus. We can come boldly because we come with assurance that God said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that means we can come boldly as long as you have life. You can come boldly to the throne of grace and repent, and you can be assured that he will receive you. Prodigal son, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can come and know that our prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. Boldly, that he will answer. You got to be, that's why you have to have faith. I know what he can do. We can come, Lord, your strength is made perfect in my weakness. When we're weak, he is strong. So we don't come in our weakness, but we come through him. We have to come with the consciousness that he made us his sons. He made us his sons and his daughters. We are no longer slaves. What an opportunity that God has given us through his son, Jesus. Jesus is the priest of the throne of grace. Song that the Liberian artist sing, just call on the name Jesus. Sometimes you don't even know how to pray. All you got to say, Jesus, he hears your mourning and your groaning. We are the people for the throne of grace. their provision at the throne of grace. Jesus is the high priest of the Jesus entered into heaven once and for all. Hallelujah. We don't have to go back to the Old Testament days. He paid the price. Jesus was the sacrifice also and the high priest. He offered himself for all of us, all the people, even people who were born, paid that price as a perfect sacrifice for sin, dying in the sinner's place. That's why the Bible tells us in Revelation he was slain even before the foundation of the world. Why? He was slain even before Adam and Eve sinned, spiritually slain before the foundation of the world. This thing only had to be manifested in the physical. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. Jesus merited the new and better covenant that we might receive the promise of external inheritance. He is in heaven to bestow the grace of God upon us who believe. By his grace, we are saved and we receive a new life in order to have a healthy fellowship with the Lord. Jesus Christ regenerates us. John 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but can thou tell when it cometh, and whether it goeth? So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Jesus pours out that the Holy Spirit that empowers us and leads us. When we look at grace, look at the woman caught in the act of adultery. What did Jesus say? He condemned her? No. He said, yeah, he who was us and cast the first grace and compassion. Hallelujah. Jesus was full of grace. I always talk about the widow of Nain. That's grace. He had compassion. He woke that lady's son up. He had compassion when he fed the people the two fish, five loaves of bread. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you, if God gives us his gracious son, why can't we extend grace to others? Why can the same measure we put out as the same measure will be judged? Why can't we have grace? Yes, there are times things are hard and things are impossible. And there are times people are difficult to deal with. What do? You go back to the throne of grace. If this person is difficult, if this thing is difficult, Lord, because God made that other person too. Believe it or not. Whether you know it or you don't know it, God loves that other person. And many times you don't even know what that person is praying. Sometimes people come out and you think they're not doing something. You don't know. You don't know. So we, grace is grace, amazing grace. How sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Grace. My husband was driving. He called me and said, oh, there's so many cops on the road. Do you know a van, white van, got smashed like a paper, flat piece of paper with two trucks on the highway? He said, my God. He said, I don't believe nobody survived. We leave our homes. We do not know whether we'll come back. Grace. We take these things for granted. We can go clean our teeth, get up, put clothes on. Until you cannot do it, you won't understand what it is. It's grace. And as my husband was calling and telling me about the accident on the highway, you know, that's why you always follow your instinct. Because sometimes I don't care what it is, when God is speaking to you, don't go left. Don't go left. You go right. You listen to the voice of God and do not listen, because just like the devil used Peter, family member, to have, before you know it, you're gone, because you did not listen to the Holy Spirit. You don't do things because you're trying to prove a point. God's grace is sufficient. And I told my husband, I said, no. Dude, we can't even go in the car, because I remember when he walked out and he tumbled over the steps, he could have been dead just out of my apartment on his head. How, why was he saved? Because of grace. You go to the bathroom, you don't slip and fall, because of grace. His grace protects, his grace saves. Hallelujah. It's because of grace. Do you deserve it? No. We do not deserve it. No. We do not deserve it. It's full. Salvation is by grace. Receiving the Holy Spirit by grace. Hallelujah. It's grace. So look at your friends, your relatives, your children, and begin to bless God. Hallelujah, for those that are around you. Even though sometimes they give you a hard time, but take it to God in prayer. Lord, because you yourself might be giving somebody else a hard time. And you might not be like a child, but you might be doing other things that are irritable. So we pray, and we, Lord, look at this. If your children do something, take it to God in prayer. Hallelujah. You pray. And thank God for grace. God, I need more grace. God, I need more grace to deal with these children. Oh, if you don't ask God for more grace, you won't make it. You need more grace. I remember we work hard in this house, and then we went to do the Mother's Day program, and we reached in Maryland about 11, 12 o'clock that night. And me and my husband, everybody was tired. Nobody, of course, we went late, and we're not blaming each other. I look at that place. And me and my husband said, God, only your grace can let us make it to do this stuff, to finish this, because I love to decorate, but I take my time to do stuff. And God's grace, before I knew it, and we decorated the whole time, set the place up. Even though it was at a hotel, I did not just want a hotel thing. So I brought my own things. I didn't even know I would make it. And we did it the whole night until the morning. Set up everything and then went upstairs about 8, 9 to take a shower to come back down by 10 to receive our guests. But he's great. Did I make it on my own? No. I look back, I said, no way. It's God's grace. My sisters and brothers, grace. We praise God for Jesus. Your children, are gifts from God. Your friends are gifts. Your brothers and your sisters are gifts. Yeah, I got my siblings. Sometimes I get on their nerve. They get on my nerve. But I can't see it without my siblings. I love them. And sometimes we need people to get on our nerves to push God and allow these things to push us forward. But let us be appreciative. God, is there a lesson I need to learn about this person be around me? Do I need to learn to be patient? And so God will send somebody who irritates you so you can learn, develop the gift of patience. God will send someone who means, I don't care what you give them, it means so you can still be kind to develop those gifts. God, what is it are you speaking to me? Because God wants us to have that, his love and God. Love one another. Have that compassion. Sometimes you see homeless people. Oh, they beg. You don't even know that person's story that made them homeless. Some of these people were brilliant people, smart people. Things happen in their life. And even if you don't have a dollar to give for food, remember that homeless person. What's your name? John. Pray for John. Put it on your schedule every day. Lord, I do not know. John needs intercessor. Mary, if she's homeless, she needs intercessor. Pray for those that are incarcerated. They need prayers. Sometimes the anger management, they never learn how to handle anger. And they made a mistake and did this and did that. Something. There's a root of all these problems. But how can these people get? We need to pray. Have you ever sat with your children and talked to them quite frankly and plainly without judging and listen to what they have to say? You'd be surprised. The things you thought was you took for granted, they took it seriously. Let us walk in constantly. In his grace, if you feel, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's why his mercies are new every morning. Thank you this morning. And Lord, as I brought this word, I pray for my friends who've lost their love, their children. Some of them lost just recently, some lost years ago, but I know there's a void. And so, Lord, I pray that you will make them whole again, give them beauty, ashes. Father God, comfort their hearts. And Lord, I pray for those mothers who are not patient. Lord, I pray that you touch their heart. Release more grace. More grace. Oh, God, show them how to deal with each child or everyone that crossed their path. Show us, not only them, but every one of us, how to deal with those things. How to be patient, kind. Teach us how to walk like Christ. Lead us. We cannot make it. We have to be in the bubble of Christ's grace to do these things. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Your grace is sufficient for us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed this morning. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a marvelous day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, it did. because of you. Yes, I am. And I just want to thank you.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how we came to love me so. He looked beyond my fall and saw. I'm gonna say it again.